Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson, exalting Christ as He is. The Lord Jesus said if He were lifted up, He would draw all men unto Him, and we are to lift Him up. We are to exalt Him. We will never get too high to exalt Christ, or is there ever a case where one is too low to exalt Him, nor are there any who are too bad off to exalt Him. Let's consider some. The example is found in the thief on the cross. He was exalted there beside the Lord Jesus, exalted in shame. And one thief, one malefactor that was nailed to the cross, a cross beside the Lord, railed on Christ and said, "If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly? For we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now this man saw himself as he was. You know, you cannot see yourself as you really are unless you have full access of the Scriptures. You cannot see yourself as you really are. And what do I mean by full access of the Scriptures? If you're not saved, you don't have the understanding. The interpreter does not live in you. You cannot see spiritual matters. Therefore, you cannot see your true spiritual condition. So one who is not saved cannot see himself as he really is. This man, being brought under great conviction in the presence of the Lord, saw Christ as he was, and thus he was able to see himself as he was, and he called out to the Lord for salvation. Nor are we ever too low to exalt him. I think of the Syrophoenician woman in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15, when she was willing to say, "Yes, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She was willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I am as low as everything there is. I don't have any problem with my condition. I know that I need you, Lord." And she was willing to exalt him in faith, to trust him, to come to him, to rest at his feet, to bow before him that she might get her needs met. Nor is there ever a time when one is too bad off to exalt Christ. Now, I want to send a word of caution here. There are some who put off this all-important matter of exalting the Lord, for they exalt things. They exalt their plans. They have things that they put in place, and they say, "This is the most important thing in the world. Later, for the Lord, I've got my plan to make. I've got my life to live." And we'll often say, "This is my life," when they don't want the Lord to have any time, any part of their lives. And so they live, selfishly so, until the day comes when life is going from their bodies. Their soul is in jeopardy. And we gather around praying, pleading, asking them, "Will you trust Christ?" And there seems to be no inclination, no spiritual response, none whatsoever. They put it off, and the Lord no longer deals with them. You see, if the Lord doesn't draw you, if the Lord doesn't deal with your heart, you can't come to Christ. You won't exalt him. You will not exalt him, but you will bow before him, and that's the way you will exalt him. You will bow low, acknowledge him as Lord. That's the way it'll happen. But you must hear the message. You see, your sins cannot be too numerous or too great for you to look to Christ and to exalt him. Some may feel that they have done too much, their sins are too numerous, but no, the Lord Jesus would have you to come to him. Or some may feel that their years are too few for them to come to Christ, and on the other hand, some will feel that their years are too numerous. No, you must look to Christ today. Look to him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. This is an all-important matter, the most important thing you'll ever do. See him as he is, the Son of God, the Savior of sinners. Receive him, believe on him, and thou shalt be saved. You may think that you have gone too far, and that God will not receive you. I tell you differently. I tell you on the authority of God's word, look to him, receive him, trust him, call upon him, he will save you. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.